والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. Welcome tonight to another Monday Musings. Inshallah, tonight I'm going to be talking about one hadith from the 40 hadith Nawawi. This one is number 21 if you want to check it out. It's called Say Believe and Be Steadfast. So, Assalamualaikum guys. So this hadith, and I'll read it out to you, and then I've got 4 points I want to mention about it. So the hadith is on the authority of Sufyan ibn Abdullah, that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something about Islam, which I can ask no one but you. And he, the Prophet ﷺ, then said, say, I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast. I'm just going to read it in Arabic, because some of you may appreciate it in Arabic. So, عن أبي عمر, عن أبي سفيان بن عبد الله. There you go. I do apologize for that. And so عن أبي عمرة سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحد غيرك. قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. So if you noticed, I don't know if you noticed, but in the Arabic, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 4 words. He said, آمنت بالله ثم استقم. So it's 4 words, and those words are, say I believe in Allah, then be steadfast, then be straight on the path, right? So I don't know if you've mentioned or if you've heard before about the Prophet ﷺ having something called Jawami' al-Kalim. So basically, he was able to use very few words to say a big description. So he said 4 words here, but in English we have to say all, you know, say I believe in Allah and then be steadfast. So with 4 simple words, he was able to say something that's so huge that we're going to look at today. So that's the first thing I want to mention, how subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ had comprehensive speech, even though he wasn't literate, he couldn't read or write. So that's one. So the second thing is, what does this hadith tell us really? So the Prophet ﷺ says to the guy, he said, I want to know one thing about Islam. Tell me just that one thing. And he said, believe in Allah, say I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast. So it's really quite simple, that you believe that there is a faith, that you actually believe it and say it. So you testify to that belief. You say, right, I believe this, I testify it. But then don't just sit around with it. It doesn't just sit in your heart. You have to go out and do something. There needs to be action after that belief. After you say that you believe, you need to go out and do something about it. You know, it's not just talking the talk, it's walking the walk. It's going out, doing something with that belief, making a difference, and, you know, trying to do something with your life with that belief. There are 2 ayahs from the Quran I want to mention. The first one is from Surah Fussilat, which is إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So indeed, those who have said, our Lord is Allah, then remained on a straight path or the right course or was steadfast. The angels will descend upon them saying, do not fear and do not grieve, but receive good tidings of paradise, which you were promised. So in this ayah, it's saying they believed and then they were steadfast, and then the angels surrounded them and they told them not to fear and not to grieve, and that you're going to get Jannah. So that's like amazing. Another ayah is that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. So those who have said, our Lord is Allah, again, confirming that hadith. That's 2 ayahs confirming that hadith. And then remained on the right path. So if you noticed, again, it's about saying that we believe in Allah and sticking to the right path. So doing something about it, trying hard to do something about it. Then the rest of the ayah is that there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. That's in Surah Al-Ahqaf, if you want to check it out. Ayah 13. So both ayahs talking about saying that you believe in Allah, and both ayahs were saying that being steadfast on his path, and both ayahs were saying that you're going to get Jannah and that it's all going to be good in the end. Yeah? So even when it's difficult, it's going to be good. So that's the second point. So the first point is how the Prophet ﷺ can say such little, can say a few words yet be so descriptive. The second thing is do something, right? Not just in your heart. Don't talk the talk, but walk the walk. The third thing is, right, so we have to do something about it, but we're people, we're humans, and we mess up, and it's quite hard, and, you know, it's difficult to try and stay steadfast. We're going to trip, we're going to mess up, we're going to make mistakes. So that goes hand in hand with istighfar, or asking for forgiveness, or seeking forgiveness and repentance. So in the ayah, it says that قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, say that I am only a man. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that I'm only a man just like you, right, who has been revealed that your God is only one God. So take a straight course, so stay steadfast and seek his forgiveness. Okay, so Allah is telling us in the Quran that Muhammad should tell his people that you believe in Allah, you stay steadfast, then seek forgiveness. Why? Because we're going to mess up. Why? Because we're going to make mistakes, we're going to trip, and we're going to do things that are not very good, because we're human beings. And that's the whole point of life, right? That Allah wants us to make mistakes, and Allah wants us to repent to him. And that the fact that trying to stay steadfast is super, super hard. You know, that's like an everyday constant struggle where you wake up in the morning and you decide, right, I'm going to pray Fajr. I'm going to do this. I'm going to dress this way modestly. I'm going to make this decision today. I'm going to, you know, not laugh at that dirty joke. I'm going to not watch that show that has XYZ scenes that we shouldn't watch. I'm going to make, you know, when the guy in school wants to give you a hug, you just like back off a little bit. You create that space. When that girl is laughing at you, this is to guys, you know, all those little things during the day that could be like little slip ups, little mistakes that we made, or you think, oh, that guy is really cute, and you start flirting and you remember that you shouldn't, or you see that girl who's really cute. Mm-hmm. Right, all those little things, because we're human beings and we slip up, or you love listening to that song and it has curse words left, right and center, or you know, whatever it is that you do, or you hang out with people who aren't too good, or they're going to be dragging you down a path that you know isn't very good, or you say something bad to your mum, or you get shout at your dad. These little things that we do naturally, unfortunately, we slip up and we mess up. We might miss, you know, dhuhr because we're in school or in uni or busy. We might miss this, we might not do that. You know, all the slip ups that we make, we need to repent to Allah, right? We need to ask Allah for forgiveness. So we need to make sure that we do those. So we say that we believe in Allah, we're steadfast, and then we mess up because we're people. So we ask Allah to forgive us, and then we continue to try. So the important thing is, trying to stay steadfast means that you're constantly struggling, constantly trying, constantly, all the time, trying to improve and be better. And sometimes it also might mean that you might be doing things that people might be frustrated with. Like you might say, oh, I'm not comfortable with doing that because, you know, Allah's not going to be too happy. So you have to put limits sometimes to certain situations. Sometimes it's not something that you're going to be, you know, it might oppose a societal norm or a cultural norm that you have, or something that everyone is doing. And you might say, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm not comfortable with that. Why? Because I want to try and stay steadfast. Why? Because I want to please Allah. So try your best. If you're believing in Allah, you say you believe in Allah, do your best to try and stay steadfast. Allah knows you're going to mess up, and that's okay. Just keep seeking forgiveness. Keep trying. Just don't stop trying. However big your mess up is, continue trying, and try to stay on the right path, and inshallah we'll get Jannah. And it says, don't grieve, don't be sad, and that we'll get Jannah in the end. So however hard we try, it'll be worth it in the end. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's really, really hard. But keep remembering that it will be worth it. And if you mess up, it's okay. Allah is al-Ghafur al-Rahim. So the most forgiving, the most merciful. Have a lovely week. If you have any questions or any suggestions, do send us messages. Do check out our page. And if you have anything that you'd like to share with us, let us know. Have a lovely week. Assalamu alaikum.